Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Probably a beautiful day to be on the lake, too. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Thank you so much for listening. It is very windy, though. And coming into work, you could just see the dust swirling on 90. It's one of those days you definitely need sunglasses or eye gear just to keep that stuff from getting in your eyes. Seems like a small thing compared to what people in Ukraine are dealing with on a daily basis. Illinois broadcasters came together yesterday to ask their audiences and themselves to pitch in and help UNICEF. And on the phone is the Managing Director of Philanthropy Boards and Operations at UNICEF. It's Elizabeth McCoslin. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So how did you do yesterday? You had a goal of 150,000.
Yes, and we have passed it. We're pleased. The last time I checked it was about $162,000 all in. And I'll tell you, every single dollar is going to make a huge difference for kids and families in and around Ukraine.
But, you know, when we spent like $287 million betting on March Madness in the state, I'm thinking we could do a little better than $162,000.
Yes, I think so, too. And to be honest, I mean, the page is still open. So your listeners can go to www.unicefusa.org/Illinois and come together with Illinois listeners across the state to help make a difference. As I said, literally every single dollar matters. And some of the work that UNICEF is doing on the ground for kids there is really, gosh, day-changing, life-changing, whether it's warm blankets for kids who are on the move with their families, or setting up these blue dot centers that are on sort of the points of exit out of the country. It's just been so crushing to see the numbers of kids and moms who have had to be forced onto the move. But these blue dot centers are sort of a safe space for them to land and catch their breath and figure out, you know, what's the bus schedule? Where am I headed next to access legal care or health care or even just a little bright place for kids to sit down and play for a little bit, which shouldn't be such a luxury, but really is on this journey.
More than 50% of Ukrainian children have been forced from their homes.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. So here's the thing. We know UNICEF, and I know everybody likes to, you know, put together care packs or collect blankets or do things where they're physically working toward, you know, creating something good. But my feeling is when you help an organization like UNICEF, you already have all your protocol in line. You know how to get the items that they need to them. You can do it efficiently. You can take, you know, what seems like a small donation and actually parlay it into something bigger. So if anyone's listening, I hope they match what I'm going to donate today actually participate in this. And I thought it was great that TV stations and radio stations came together and have come together this week to help out UNICEF. So tell us a little more about what you're doing with the money and how it's being used in Ukraine.
Yes, that's a great question. And sincerely, thank you for your donation and for all of those who are listening. But you're exactly right. UNICEF is on the ground in Ukraine throughout the region. We've been there for years. And truly, this is what we do anywhere in the world where children are in desperate need. UNICEF is there. And so we have the playbook for situations like this, whether it's popping up a blue dot station like we talked about, or we you know, have networks of thousands of doctors or thousands of educators, and so when we're seeing the terrible images, you know, of the bombed out hospitals or the bombed out healthcare centers, we can be in touch with them and find out exactly what they need from supplies and to be able to bring those in. So as you said, when we all chip in what we can individually, collectively, it's really making a tremendous difference. We've seen stories of nurses and doctors just staying at their post around the clock and not leaving because they recognize how important it is for them to be there, you know, when mom is getting ready to deliver her baby. And, you know, we heard a story last week about nurses who are staying on the second floor of the hospital with the babies, even when the sirens are going off, because those babies, premature babies, are hooked up to oxygen and they know that they can't leave. And so the stories have been absolutely heartbreaking, but I will tell you, it has been so encouraging and so inspiring to see the way that Illinois has turned out and others to come together and bring some relief.
Well, thank you for joining us, Elizabeth. And once again, give everybody the website where they can go and donate.
Yep, it's unicefusa.org/Illinois, and you can make a donation online there. And we really, really are very grateful.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Steve's got the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.